My name is Rosemary Needens. I'm an Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs at Newman University.
Rosemary coordinates all of the service projects for Newman University. Everybody at Newman, faculty, staff, students, they all do service every year. And over the last few years, they've been doing about 243,000 hours of service each year. One of Newman's big volunteer projects annually is helping with the Salvation Army's Angel Tree and Star of Hope distribution. Rosemary takes me on a tour of the distribution center, which is at a big warehouse downtown.
We're at the Christmas distribution, where all the angel tree and other gifts are handed out to lucky recipients.
This is the fun part.
Parents with children ages 14 and under have shared their wish list with the Salvation Army. And now they're here at the warehouse to pick up toys, stocking stuffers, even the wrapping paper. We're walking past tables filled with handmade wooden toys and also stockings and stocking stuffers. Then we move into the biggest part of the warehouse.
As you can see, this goes on and on and on and on. There's a lot of families that are served. It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Rosemary says that volunteering changes the volunteer, even if they're new to it or they only go once or twice to help.
And they feel really good about it. That's very valuable. That time made a difference in somebody else's life, and it made even more significantly a difference in the volunteer's life. And over here on the far other side, you might have people like Mother Teresa who give their entire life. But everything in the middle is also very important.
Newman and the Salvation Army are just two of the dozens of groups that do holiday work here in Wichita. David Deere works for Wells Fargo Advisors, but he's also the chairperson for Operation Holiday, which is sponsored by Interfaith Ministries in Wichita.
The reason I give is that I was very much taken aback by a story my mom told me when I was a young child during World War II. Her brothers were serving overseas, and one was very severely hurt. And if it had not been for the kindness of the villagers, they hid him, they nursed him back to life, they fed him, they clothed him. And if it weren't for that, then my uncle wouldn't have survived and come back to the United States.
Operation Holiday gives coats, hats, gloves, blankets, food, and toys to families who apply and meet certain income requirements. David gets businesses to donate money and resources to Operation Holiday. But he says people who give their time are even more valuable than a simple monetary gift.
And when people come to the distribution center, they're a little shy because they're like, I've never had to do this before, and I'm very embarrassed about being here, but please don't be embarrassed to call Interfaith Ministries to go online and ask for help. That's why we're here, and that's what the community of Wichita and the surrounding areas, we want to give back, and you can't look down upon anyone because you could be in that situation.
One woman who has received help from Interfaith Ministries has now become a super volunteer for Operation Holiday. Between November and December, Mary Lebeda puts in almost full-time hours at the warehouse building near Davis Moore on East Kellogg.
This is my third year with Operation Holiday. The reason I do this is because I was abused real bad back in the day, and they helped me out. Interfaith Ministries helped me out quite a bit. So I feel like I owe them. I want to give back.
Mary is in charge of coats, hats, basically anything that keeps you warm for Operation Holiday. Her section of the warehouse looks like a department store. Coats are hung on racks by size and color, and there are these long tables filled with hats and scarves and gloves of all sizes. Many of them are handmade.
We get everything prepared. I have donations from all over everywhere that brings me coats and hats. I have a lady that crochets all summer long for me that makes beautiful hats, gloves, and scarves. So she's really special to me.
After a local business cleans each coat, she makes sure they're sized and also have working zippers.
I want everything to be sized and people don't have to go looking for everything. I want my area to look like Dillard's or Walmart.
Mary retired from work a few years ago. And when she did, she said she was looking for a way to give back.
It's just part of my heart. I just do it from my heart. That's why I love to see people come in with nothing and leave with something. That's just me.
So far, we've met people who give food, time, and money. Mary is clear about why she gives her time. She's received help and feels grateful, and she wants others to be helped in the same way. Terrence Williams is a tech sergeant at McConnell Air Force Base. He says he's always looking for opportunities to help others because the Salvation Army literally rescued his family when he was a child. His family had been attending a Salvation Army church near their home in St. Ann, Illinois, for a while before they needed some serious help.
My eighth grade year, I remember the sheriffs always coming to our house, and I remember my mom always saying, don't tell I'm here, blah, blah, blah. I never understood it, but apparently they were trying to serve her an eviction notice. We, the kids, my brothers and I, had no idea about this. Anyways, we got evicted from our house, and when you get evicted from your house, you literally get evicted from your house. We came home from school, and our stuff was literally on the front yard, and they don't allow you to go back in. So here we are, a family of five, my three brothers, myself, and my mother, and I'm out there wondering what we're going to do, and lo and behold, here comes the Salvation Army van. And they came and scooped us up, and they gave my mom and my brothers a place to live for the next 3 to 6 months or something like that.
Terrence is thankful for his life now, and he and his wife love Wichita. But he says he would not be where he is today without the Salvation Army.
I'm telling you, we were dirt poor. Our electricity was off more than it was on. Our heat was off more than it was on. You know, we had to go to our next door neighbor's house to fill up water, to have water in our house. But here I am today, you know, and I can't believe what I have today. And it's not a bragging thing. Please don't get me wrong. It's just to say that, look, if you're down and out, just look around. There's someone out there that can possibly help you. And the Salvation Army is a good place to start, a great place to start.
Now, Terrence is a man who cannot pass a red kettle without dropping in whatever he has, because he knows the money is going to a good cause.
My name is David Klein. I was a janitor for 35 years, laid off both jobs and without work for about 5 months.
David Klein is ringing that familiar bell at the Salvation Army Red Kettle at the Douglas and Hillside Dillons. He's shy and quiet, but he seems happy to be here.
I just have been working here for 2 days. I enjoy meeting people, and that's different than cleaning restrooms and vacuuming carpets. And I enjoy watching the skies as I stand out here. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but the Creator knows, and He will sustain all of His children.
When I started researching for this story, I thought it would be easy to balance the stories from those who give and stories from those who receive help during the holidays. But it wasn't. On one hand, so many people who gave to charities in Wichita wanted to talk with me that I actually couldn't fit them all in this piece. On the other hand, I had a hard time talking with people who received help. Were they embarrassed? Is it even realistic to expect people we give help to give us feedback or gratitude or respect in return? I mean, don't we need this kind of direct feedback loop to know if the help is actually working? And I wonder why people still give, even though they don't always get that feedback. Is it out of gratitude or a sense of calling or to pay it forward? I don't have the answers. But I did discover that Wichita is filled with kind-hearted people who want to help their community. I also discovered that despite all of the help, the need is still outweighing the gifts.